Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That's the question of the day, the question the disciples posed to Jesus, and the question we'll reflect on. Now, to get started, we should probably look again at our scripture reading to find the answer. You know, any time Christians begin a period of devotion and reflection, it's always best to return to the rule and norm of our faith, the Bible. Looking at our gospel reading, it says, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Well, there you go. Question answered, sermon done. Children are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, we've got lots of things going for the children this week. You know, look at the children here today. This is rally weekend. The children are being introduced to the new year of Sunday school and midweek classes. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven are being given praise and honor. They're being guided by the many teachers and staff to help them grow in the faith. By this kickoff celebration, our church is demonstrating how important these children are. We are following the guidance of Scripture and making the last first and the first last. That's ultimately what children are, the last. The last ones to join the family, the last ones in decisions, the last ones in responsibility, the last ones in so much. By putting the children first, we are honoring them. We are teaching them that God's word is important, that we should celebrate. We should celebrate the chance to learn and grow and rejoice. God has blessed us with this new year full of opportunities. Opportunities to learn, opportunities to grow, opportunities to return to the word of God. You know, returning now to the word of God, you know, we read again, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You know, at closer inspection, it doesn't actually say the child is humble, does it? Instead, it talks about a particular type of humility. A type of humility that can be shown by a child's lot in life. Now, to be specific, the child Jesus was talking about here was a young child, a child below the age of puberty, possibly even a toddler who's just learned the ability to stand and walk, a child who's dependent on his parents, a child who can't even feed themselves at first, a child who must return time and time again to his parents for everything. You know, my own children demonstrate on multiple occasions every day this inherent humility. In fact, they return to my wife and me so many times, I kind of wish they weren't in the position of humility that they are. Because then they could get their own drink, they could get their own snack, their own pacifier, and they could stop pestering mommy and daddy for everything. Children might be in a position of humility, but they rarely act humble about their humility. Kids think the world revolves around them because they desire to be the greatest. They think that their works and their actions deserve rewards. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Children might be in a position of humility, but they don't humble themselves. Jesus said, "Whoever humbles himself like this child," because he was trying to emphasize the child's position in life. He was emphasizing that to be great, we must be submissive. To be great, we must think and act out of dependence on God's will. Children might be in a position of humility, but they don't act in humility, and they don't humble themselves. Therefore, children are not the answer to our question of the day. So who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. If you're trying to find someone who displayed childlike humility, then maybe we can focus not on the present, but on the past, maybe a founder of our faith. You know, being a Lutheran church, we might say that Martin Luther is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. There are many stories about Luther's humility and how childlike that humility could be. He acted out of dependence on God. In fact, his entry into the ministry was an act of dependence. The story of Luther's decision to become a monk basically involved Luther, a 21-year-old college student, getting stuck in a lightning storm. And in fear and desperation, crying out, "Help me, Saint Anne, and I'll become a monk." Luther was spared the storm and immediately dropped out of the law school, gave away all his possessions, and entered the monastic life. As a monk, Luther was a model of submissive humility. And yet he felt that he couldn't come near the righteous God, because he himself was not righteous. Even when Luther nailed the famous 95 Theses to the castle church door in Wittenberg, he did so out of humility. He considered his theses to be points of debate that surely the Pope saw as errors. It never even entered his mind that his arguments might be unique. Luther considered himself to be nothing but poor, stinking maggot fodder. Yet in humility, Luther's teaching changed the world and brought about a restoration of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, by Christ alone. Today, his Reformation is going to be celebrating its 500th anniversary next month. Luther humbled himself like a child. Therefore, Luther must be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. However, Luther also failed. The Reformation that Luther started spun out of control and fractured the universal Christian church. He was the catalyst for thousands of additional reformers to come and to build steam. Luther's vast learning made him stubborn and unwilling to bend or compromise. Luther suffered from severe depression over the stress of leading a Reformation. He would doubt at times God's ability to be in control. He would even doubt God's love. Luther, at the end of his life, would go on long tirades and personal attacks against his opponents. He would slander and express horrible, undiplomatic comments. You see, Luther may have been humble, but he wasn't the greatest in the kingdom of God. Luther may have been a great man, but Luther wasn't the greatest man. So we are still stuck. We still haven't figured out who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said that the greatest in the kingdom of heaven must be someone who is humble like a child, yet both children and Luther himself failed to ultimately be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is humble like a child. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven submits to their heavenly Father. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven depends on God for everything. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven prays and pesters God out of humility. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven trusts that God's will is better than their own. Jesus is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy all those requirements. Jesus not only humbled himself like a child, but Jesus became a child, being a son of man who is not only fully man, but fully the child of God. Jesus displayed the humility by being submissive to the will of his heavenly Father. even to the point of death. Jesus depended on God for everything, and Jesus' attitude is shown in the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus teaches us to pray and to pester God for our daily bread. Jesus trusted that God's will is better than his own. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done." In fact, Jesus modeled this prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. On the eve of his betrayal, he prayed, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Jesus is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is the perfection of childlike humility. In our theme for this upcoming year, we'll emphasize his example. Thy will be done. This phrase will be on our lips and in our minds. Thy will be done. Jesus shows us the way to be great. On our own, we arrogantly desire to be the greatest in the church, to be the greatest in the world. We think that our works, our learning, our position is better than that of our neighbor. But Jesus creates humility in us by reminding us of our dependence on God, our Father, for everything, including salvation. Jesus creates humility in us by helping us understand our role in salvation, our role as a bystander. Furthermore, Jesus forgives our arrogance and promises us the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus saw fit to make you great. Jesus turns your hearts to become like children. Jesus, it gives you the example of the humility of children. And Jesus is your entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.